Just 4 years ago, a bad economy forced 37 states to make mid-year cuts to their budgets. This past year, a report from the National Governors Association shows that only Wisconsin, Rhode Island, and Michigan were forced to readjust. In Wisconsin, it wasn't so much that the economy tanked. Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says it's largely because of the kinds of decisions that state legislators and governors have made over the past couple decades.
We carry a lot of past budget problems on our backs that we haven't fixed.
For example, Wisconsin is loaded down with so-called advanced commitments. These are sort of like expenses on a credit card that can be pushed off a little into the future instead of paying for them right now and clearing the books. The state also has a history of dipping into special pots of money, like the recycling fund or the road fund, in order to pay its general bills.
All those kinds of things that enable you to push off your real problem into the future.
The National Governors Association also looked at what states are trying out in this upcoming budget year. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle was among several who proposed some type of universal health care coverage. He was also among 12 governors who proposed increasing their state's tobacco taxes. Doyle's would be the largest increase in the country at $1.25 extra per pack of cigarettes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.